Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Listen, I feel like if I walk into a bathroom and there's stuff in there, I can't flush it for them. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people can.
Yeah, some people can flush it for you.
I'm like, yeah. I can't flush that.
I can't pee in the same pee bowl that somebody already peed in, like, and left it there for me. Because if it's a splash, it's undoubtedly going to be a little splashback, right?
Yeah.
But I can handle my splashback. That's my pee-pee. I know what I drank, right? I don't know what you drank. I don't want your foreign pee-pee splashback on me.
Listen. I can't even get close enough to the toilet to extend my foot to push the lever down if it's other stuff floating around.
Yeah, I just take my shoe off. I throw it. I throw it at that handle.
And you risk, and you risk dropping it in the toilet, too.
I mean, it's only happened like 3 times.
See?
I put my foot on that naked, nasty floor, and I say, and I throw that shoe.
I don't know what's nastier.
Hey, man, listen.
Your shoe falling in a shitty toilet or your foot touching a shitty floor. I don't know. It's even to me.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Wording is Harder. I'm Tahir Moore, and today we have with us the amazing actor, okay? She won't stay off the damn TV. She's everywhere. And when it ain't on the TV, it's all on your Instagram. She's performing her own music videos, walking around, sometimes with sound, sometimes with not sound. Transition is all over the place. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back for the first time to the show, Miss Quinn Waters.
Did you say Waters or Walters?
Walters.
Oh, okay. Just making sure. It sounds like Waters to me.
I didn't say Waters. As soon as I said it, I said, it's Walters, ain't it?
Yeah.
Quinn Walters! Really Movie magic.
We're going to keep going.
How you doing, Quinn?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm great. You're here. You know what I'm saying?
Here.
We got you.
I appreciate you having me.
I had to talk. Listen, I had to get a signed letter from Mr. Tyler Perry himself to be able to get Quinn on set. Because when you are signed to Tyler Perry, you can only work Tyler Perry Studios. And I was like, hey, man, I'm an up-and-coming artist. He was like, fuck out of here, boy. And I was like, hold on now. Hold on. Hit me up. I just need Quinn for like an hour. And it will take up a whole lot of time. He was like, if it's just 1 hour, then she can do it. I was like, thank you. And so we got Quinn here for hours. So we have a tight schedule with her.
Apparently, they're having conversations I know nothing of.
Well, but that happens. You don't have to be privy to every conversation that involves Mr. Perry. You know what I'm saying? I went to the studios. I met him in person.
Oh, you went down. You went to ATL and you had a conversation with him? Okay, got it. Copy that. Yeah. I'm going to call him and confirm.
You ain't got to do that.
Just a sidebar real quick.
You just got to do it.
I mean, are we
friends? I didn't bring up the fact that you didn't show up the last time because we're friends. I didn't bring that up on camera. And the mics didn't catch it. The mics didn't catch the fact that you didn't show up on the last time.
Mics catch that it went to spam? No. That you didn't follow up with a call or text and you had my information.
I'm just saying. I thought I was working with a professional. I thought that she could be looking for, you know, but she didn't see it. She'd be like, hey, this is still going on. But, you know, I never brought that up because we're friends in real life. You know, we worked together on a lot of projects and I didn't really see the need to bring that up. I respect you. I respect you as an artist first.
You respect me. Mm-hmm. This is respect. This is how you show respect.
I see you. I'm not even looking at the camera because I'm talking to you. You know what I'm saying?
You see the red light? You see the red lights? They're on.
Yeah, I mean, he's on, but they're not focusing in on our conversation. They're really looking at Maya in the back right there. So this is a private conversation. This is preview information. Everybody doesn't need to know that. That's why I brought it in.
Copy.
Yeah. We got Quinn Walters here, ladies and gentlemen. Bam, 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 bam! Quinn, how were you in school? Were you a very studious?
Oh, my gosh. I had straight A's my entire career. Mm. Seriously, I really was. I was an honor roll student. From first grade to end of college.
Now, wait, heard your mom's out here right now.
My mother is in town.
Is she visiting you, or is she like just hanging out?
She's just visiting, yeah.
Okay,
she wants to see her baby, you know what I'm saying?
Because we were just in Chicago, and we were going to try to invite her to the show.
You were, I know. And my dad, he tried to get some people to go, and they were just like, no, we good. And
it's a far drive where we were at.
It was, yeah, you guys are a little bit in the suburbs. Yeah. And he didn't want to be sitting at a show.
Yeah, by himself. I mean, it would have been fine, though. You know, we're good people. We're good people.
Of course.
A couple people came out. Spice Adams came out with his wife, and Corey B. Shout out to Corey B. She came out with her husband.
Right.
You know, we would set them at the right table.
But I'm proud of you guys. And hey, food was a bomb, right?
Oh, yeah. The food places we went to were A1. Chicago really showed out. I'm going to be honest with you. We've been to a lot of cities this year. Chicago was definitely at the top of the list. It's right above San Diego, because we did 6 shows in San Diego, and 5 out of the 6 were amazing.
Okay.
But Chicago had the shows, it had the food, it had the green room perfect. It was great. It was great. Yes. So there's a lot of pluses in Chicago. They're definitely at the top of the list right now.
We fine.
Are you originally from Chicago?
Born and raised.
What part?
Chicago proper, Lincoln Park.
Oh.
Lakeview.
Mm-hmm. Lakeview.
Yeah.
All right. Chicago's a beautiful city, too. Yes. Skyline food. I didn't even know Chicago was a big city for barbecue. I found that out from Lim's and another place, and then Uncle Remus. And I didn't know that there was a beef going on between the barbecues and the chicken.
Facts.
So some people rock with Harold's. Some people rock with Uncle Remus.
Yep.
But
it's
Uncle Remus, I think, closed down or burned down. So like the people from Uncle Remus started another place called Ricketts or something.
I don't know about that. Mm-hmm. But definitely the rivalry.
The south side and the west side.
Oh, yeah. I'm from the north side, though.
Okay.
But big
rivalry.
So you
avoided all of that.
Yeah, you know, I like to stay neutral.
Yeah.
You know, and just eat good and do my thing.
You look like you was raised in a good neighborhood. Got good morals about yourself. Your parents told you good night every night, kiss you on your forehead.
They did, actually. Yeah.
It looks beautiful.
Shout out to my parents. I love y'all. Thank y'all for loving
me. Shout out to Miss Quinn's parents.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. I love it, man. I love to hear it. What was Chicago like growing up when you were there?
Chicago was... I didn't realize how amazing it was until I moved to L.A.
That's how it always
and
is.
And then came back.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a great childhood. I went to, like, integrated school. Integrated. Mm-hmm. I sound like it's 1953. But no, but, like, it was mixed. Our schools were mixed. It was, you know, I grew up around everybody.
Yeah.
So
it wasn't the culture shock when you came out here.
No, not at all. It was just... commonplace and summertime shy, obviously amazing.
Yeah.
Cold ass winters, obviously.
That's what kept me from moving.
Really?
Yeah.
You thought about it?
Yeah. When I was like, because I was trying to decide between Atlanta, Chicago, LA, and New York.
Yeah.
New York was out because I didn't like how 5 o'clock in the morning felt like 2 p.m. in the afternoon. Like they already hustling the bus at 5 o'clock. Everybody is on the train and just bumping shoulders.
That's how they do.
Coffee flying everywhere.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. And then Atlanta was like, at the time I was thinking about moving, it wasn't as progressive as it is now. So you didn't have all the outlets for comedy and improv and stuff like that. So it's like, if I move back to Atlanta, I'm gonna get somebody pregnant like within my first 3 months. I know it. I absolutely would. I would have 12 kids. I had moved to Atlanta when I was thinking about it. And so Chicago was like cold, right? Beautiful, cold.
Beautiful, but freezing.
Freezing. You know, a lot of guns.
Not where I was, but okay.
Yeah, okay.
And we are not even ranked. Let's be clear. Chicago is not even in the top 10
but
of most dangerous cities
to be fair, it's because Chicago is big as hell.
Okay.
Where we were at was 45 minutes outside of the city of Chicago. And it was still considered Chicago... proper.
Ish.
Like it,
Schaumburg is not Chicago.
Yeah, it's but adjacent. It's in the county, though.
It's in the county.
It's
in Cook
Chicago
County.
Chicago is big as hell.
It is.
It's big as hell.
Yes.
St. Louis is in the top running for number one or two spot of most dangerous cities every year.
And Lafayette, Baton Rouge.
But that's per capita. It's because of the size and the amount of people there.
Okay. Don't come for my city.
I'm not.
I'll jump across this.
I like y'all married.
You like Lori Lightfoot.
Yeah,
you like her.
We get our suits from the same place. I get mine tailored. I like this color right here. Then I take it to my tailor. My tailor puts the pins in the hem and the taper.
Is that?
And Lori gets her suit. She be like, press conference.
I'm not even finna laugh about my city.
Lori Lightfoot said she was finna charge the gangs in Chicago.
I'm not.
Basically.
I'm not doing this. I'm not participating.
All the gun by. All right. When I see you guys, I'm taking your cars.
I'm not.
I'm taking your guns. I'm taking the cars. I'm taking the drugs. She does not sound like that. I ain't taking nobody to jail, but I'm taking all
this
shit.
Why is her voice so deep? Don't do that to her.
It wasn't deep. I just don't know how to do her voice.
But you went so low.
She don't look like she smoked a little bit. Lori Lightfoot don't look like she smoked a little bit.
I'm not laughing.
So you don't think that she got a pack of Cool 100s or Newport shorts in a hard box? Because yeah, they put them in the box. Because you put it in your pocket, you got a little crust.
You gotta tap it up.
I'm told you, my
fuck. Make sure that tobacco right.
15, 11 times. What time it would, right? Now you still won't come around this motherfucker. When the motherfucking press conference come, then motherfucker got all the questions. But I gave y'all the answers last week, dinner. Let me tell you something.
You wanna hit that weed?
As cop. Brian, you want to hit the dope?
You have never seen her smoke. You have never.
We didn't see Barack smoke. Well, we know he did.
We did know.
We know Barack smoke. The swag. Barack just went 8 years without hitting that weed. But you know, soon as he was out, soon as they started rolling Trump in, that man, you know he was having that weed delivered.
What?
Absolutely. Pre-rolls.
Yeah.
He smokes joints. Barack looks like he smokes joints. You probably ain't doing no blunts.
I mean, he's so cool.
Yeah.
I could see it.
Smoking a joint with his leg crossed.
No listen judgment.
Old Bob.
It's legal.
And the Whalers. It's legal. All right. We got Maya here. She's the instructor. She's here to keep us on task.
Okay.
She's also going to let us know when we are correct and when we are incredibly incorrect.
Thank you, Maya.
And move us along. We got 5 rounds. And then we got a bonus round where you can get like 20 bonus points. But I'll get more into that when we get closer to it.
All right.
All right. You ready to get it going?
Let's do it.
Damn right. First round. Pronounce this word. I'm going to spell it out because we got people listening just by podcast.
Okay.
I-R-A-S-C-I-B-L-E. I-R-S-C-I-B-L-E. Irascible.
Correct. Look, I'm like.
Use this sentence to find out the definition. That boy is so irascible that you can't even help him. Irascible sounds like it's difficult to work with. It is unreasonable. Uncouth, if you will. That said difficult to work with, right?
Difficult to work with.
Unreasonable. Irrational. He's irrational. He just doesn't listen. Defiant.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Quick to anger.
Quick to anger. Yes,
you got on defiant.
All right. Mm. Ooh, shit. I was just finna just go through all the words I knew. I was just gonna see if something sticks. I was. Jeez. All right. I'm just throwing everything at the wall, Quinn.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
She's an actor, guys. She gets it. She gets it. All right. It's on you, Quinn.
It's my turn.
It's on you.
Okay. Oh. That is not it.
That's the first one.
No. Pronounce this word. E S C H E W.
Oh, easy work.
I have to say it right.
Yeah, you do. That ain't my word. I did mine.
S U. Correct. Use this sentence to find the definition. The governor asked the people to eschew from using electricity during peak hours. Refrain.
Correct.
Abstain. Mm-hmm. Somebody went to school around here.
Eschew. Say it again. Somebody say it correctly.
Eschew.
Eschew. Could you please eschew from using the public restroom if you're not going to flush the toilet? I don't like when people don't flush the toilet. That bothers me almost as much as people not washing their hands. We had some jollof rice when we were in Chicago.
Oh, I love jollof. I know how to make jollof rice. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
I know how to make authentic jollof rice.
Oh, we didn't know. We would have been tried it had we known Quinn know how to make
Niger
it.
Friends, my friends.
And let me tell you something. I knew that rice was spicy. And then I tasted it. I said, I'm going to pay for this later. Oh. And we left the place after we ate the jollof rice. And we were driving to the next place. And my stomach was like, you know, I'm going to kill you right now. I was like, please.
To the next location? Like, y'all were about to go on stage?
No, we were about to go to the next shooting location. Okay. My stomach was like, you finna die. I was like, We had to drive with my eyes closed because I couldn't see a house. Because when you see a house, you visualize the toilet. And my stomach be like, shit time! Go, 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 go! So I had to drive. They were driving. I was just like, God, just be a fence around my gaping asshole right now. Because it kept trying to peekaboo. It was like, is it time?
I'm not a witness.
That's what happened, Quinn. That's a true story right there. All right, next word.
Next word.
Let me ask you a question. Would you go to the bathroom at, let's say, an airport and not lock the door? No, you wouldn't. Okay, that would be as crazy as taking your luggage to the airport and not zipping it up. Just any old body could bust up in there or rummage all through your belongings, see your sex toys and your hemorrhoid cream and your underwear, all of that. So why would you search the web where everybody's on and not use ExpressVPN? Listen, your ISP, which is your internet service provider, can sell the information that they collect from all the sites that you visit. So they know what you like to eat, what you like to order, what you like to watch, all of this stuff. And then they sell it. They sell all this information, and then you get targeted with ads and all of this stuff. It becomes overwhelming. ExpressVPN ends all of that. When you use ExpressVPN, they cannot see your online activity. Your identity is anonymized. I didn't even know that was a word. Anonymized, but that's what they do. By a secure VPN server, your data is also encrypted for maximum protection. And guess what, guys? Guess what? This is one of the best parts right here. It's not just for your laptop or just for your phone. You can use it for your Fire Stick. You can use it for your wireless router. So everybody that's on your Wi-Fi is protected. Do you realize how dope that is? Like really just take that in, man. It's the holiday. You know, a lot of crazy stuff's going to be coming up. People are going to be trying to get information. Protect yourself. Get ExpressVPN right now. All you have to do is go to expressvpn.com/wordy, and you can get an extra 3 months for free. You heard right. An extra 3 months for free. So secure your online activity by visiting expressvpn.com/wording today. That's Express, E-X-P-R-E-S-S, vpn.com/wording. And you can get an extra 3 months for free. Holla at your boy. Complete this sentence using the following words. Poor, P-O-O-R, poor, P-O-U-R, and poor, P-O-R-E. The blank model had to blank estrogen on her nose where a clogged blank threatened to ruin her perfect complexion. The poor, P-O-O-R, model had to pour, P-O-U-R, estrogen on the nose where a clogged pore, P-O-R-E, threatened to ruin her perfect complexion.
Mm-hmm. Correct, correct, and correct.
Using the sentence for context clues, what do the three words mean? Well, you must know, poor... It could mean like poor in the sense of unfortunate in this case, or it could also mean poor in the sense of financial. But as I said, aforementioned, this means unfortunate. It's poor person, a poor baby, right? Poor, P-O-U-R, is to pour something, you know, to from one place to another, you know, and it's something in a liquid state to someone. Mm-hmm. And pour, P-O-R-E, is referred to the face. It's the open pores on the face, the small crevices that aren't really visible to the eye, but they are there.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Indubitably.
The accent help you get the definition out?
Yes. Okay. My dear girl.
Copy that.
Yeah.
Okay, KK. Here we are. Complete the sentence using the following words.
Complete the sentence.
Well, wheel, and wheel.
Yeah, spell them out for the people that just listened, though, Quinn. You know what I'm saying? Let them know. So, get them my peoples.
W-E-L-L.
Mm-hmm. Well.
W-E apostrophe L-L.
Well.
W-H-E-E-L.
Well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Okay. So, we're going to do this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Amen.
Okay. Amen. Well, because the lines are interesting in interesting locations. Okay. I feel like.
Quinn, you got this.
No. I just feel like the way it. Because if it's.
Quinn, you got this. Can I get this for? Can I have these for?
No, can't. No.
Okay. No. I know what I'm gonna do. Okay. Here we go. This is easy. I'm not saying this is hard. I'm just, it has to be done correctly. So, we'll just have to reinvent the wheel. Okay?
Spell.
So, here we are. Well, W-E-L-L, wheel, W-E apostrophe L-L, just have to reinvent the wheel. W-H-E-E-L, the wheel, as Steve Harvey would say.
Yeah.
Where? The wheel. Where's the wheel? The wheel is here.
That is?
Yeah. Okay, so, am I correct?
You are correct.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure, because it looked like it was off, and I just said, it's got to be correct.
Mm.
So.
Flip it over.
Now we're flipping it over.
Mm-hmm.
Using the sentence for context clues, what do the three words mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, is a word that we use in a sentence to describe where we are at the current time. ..
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Here we are. We've arrived to a place.
Right.
Is that accurate? Okay. We'll.
Mm-hmm.
We will.
Okay.
As the two separate words combined.
Yeah.
Compound word. Making the word will. Okay.
Yep.
We will. We shall.
Mm-hmm.
And then wheel. We know what a wheel is. Hello? A circle on the tire.
Okay.
Of a car.
All right.
A bike. Okay. A wheel.
A little extra if you ask me.
I'm just following the instructions.
Okay. Spot the fake. A word in the following sentence is not a real English word.
Mm-hmm.
Which one is it? Like it or not, brains today are not taken with the toy soldiers. Nope, that's not brains. That is like it. What is it?
Barons. Mm-hmm.
Like it or not, barons today are not taken with the toy soldiers, pallywax, and dolls of yesteryear. Okay.
Hmm.
I've never seen this word it before. Barons today are not taken with the toy soldiers, pallywax, and dolls of last year. Damn. That's when I sold this power box yesteryear. I gotta go with Barons. I don't know what that is. Pallywax, I mean, while it may not be a real word, is something that is used to further along a sentence in the songs, like, you know what I'm saying, whoop-de-wop, wham-bams, all that type of stuff. And yesteryear is, you know, a term to describe, you know, previous years or the previous year specifically, like yesterday. So I have to go with beans.
Okay.
Flip it over before she tells me if I'm right or wrong. And then she probably like, you were right on the second, man. Use it in a sentence of your own. Like it or not, beans today are not taken with the toys. In this sentence, I think it is youth of today. So it'd be like, the bands today, aka Generation X, would not last a year in my time. Or, no. I get what I'm trying to say, but let me say that again.
Mm-hmm.
The bands today couldn't grow up in the time I did.
That is correct, and it is a real word.
I knew it. I told you I was only gonna get half of it. I knew.
Huh?
The fuck is bear? What does that mean?
Children, you got it right.
Oh,
wow.
Fuck these kids. Y'all know how I feel. FTK all day, baby. You know what I'm saying? And still the raw dog king. Snip, snip. That's all you gotta do, fellas. Stop expecting the ladies to do all the work.
I agree.
It's way easier for us to do it.
Come
snip,
on.
Snip.
Let them know.
Save some of that juice. Save a little sex juice. Put it in the freezer. At the proper place. Not at your house. That's nasty. Save some of your sex juice. Put that away. And then sniff, sniff. Then you can go crazy. I wouldn't, because you still can catch some stuff, right?
Well, with your significant other, not with everybody, but like...
Yeah, but you have to say that, because somebody blow, I can fuck everybody. Fuck everybody now.
Right.
Yeah, no, I
think it's the best option, absolutely.
Snip, snap. Okay.
Interesting. Okay, we're still on spot the fake.
Mm-hmm.
A word in the following sentence is not a real English word. Which one is it? Sentence. The ever-dessing shimmer from the full moon illumined her face as she gambolled in the night.
Mm.
Hmm.
All those words got made up.
Let's see. I would like to believe that ever-dessing is not a word.
I thought you were going to go with moon.
What
the fuck is a moon?
You know, I considered moon. But for some odd reason, I feel like I've heard that word before.
Once or twice? I can dig it.
Ever-dessing. Just ever-vescent. Everlasting, ever-dessing just does not ring a bell.
Mm-hmm.
Illumined gives me illumination. It could make me think it could be real. Illumined, I can't say I've used that in a sentence, though. I will say illuminated her face. Illuminating, but I haven't used the full moon illumined her face. I can't say I've used that word.
Yeah.
But it rings the bell. And then there's gambled. And it's not gamble like shooting craps gambled or playing poker.
Mm-hmm.
Gambled. G-A-M-B-O-L-E-D.
Right.
Gambled. Mm.
That's something different.
I
something
have different. Not something, seen something that
the,
word before.
On the end of it. On the tail end of it. Something right there.
Gambled.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Gamble. Gamble without the D. Gamble. Gambole. Gamble.
So if somebody that did that regularly, would they be a Gambodian?
Shut up. Okay. Anyway.
Get it,
okay, I have to figure out. I got it. I didn't get it.
Gasp in Spanish.
Not gasp in Spanish, my guy. What's wrong? You in your golf shirts.
Four.
And it's like an army fatigue.
I know. I got some shoes that match it perfectly.
Like, it's like a 80s.
Mm-hmm. It's like funky.
Salt and pepper.
It's funky.
Cinderella.
When you stop, 90s, stop trying to 80s. Do it. You know it's funky.
It's
don't
cute.
Do that.
I would wear it. Okay. I would wear it. Go with my lipstick. I would wear it. You know what I'm saying?
Long as you know.
But it's very giving much. And it's shiny, too. Can
it's soft, too. It's soft, too. You see how soft it is?
It's soft and shiny.
Mm-hmm. And you can put your pen here. Like, if you keep a score... On the golf course, you can put...
Oh, it's legit functional.
Yep, it's right here. Sometimes it switches because sometimes you can do it through the side, but this one's
right
not
in
that.
The space.
Yep.
Copy that.
I'll be reaching out to the company soon. You can cut the check because I'm going to get you some money. But not beforehand, which is why we haven't said the name.
Because
I had a couple people who hit me up on the last one when I did the ad. They was like, yo, what shirt is that?
Really?
Girl? Yeah, and I was like, we'll talk in a minute.
Random numbers.
You feel me?
Just saying. All
right.
So, I'm going to go with ever-dessing. I think that is not a real English word.
Flip it over.
Use it in a sentence of your own.
Mm-hmm.
I have to use ever-dessing?
Mm-hmm. The way it's used in this
The
sentence.
Way that it's used. The ever-dessing woman entered the room and allured all the men.
Why so sensual? Why did you transform?
Because it gotta make sense in my mind.
And sometimes your method, you have to put yourself in it. Got it. Spicy goddamn Quinn Walters.
You feel me?
Huh? Had to get permission for TPS. It's Tyler Perry Studios.
He did not, but okay.
You are correct, Quinn. On both fronts.
What?
That's the fake word.
Come on. Let's go. We roll.
Listen, holidays. It's fall time. You know what that means? Kicking back with the family, enjoying time at home. The days are going to get shorter. The nights are going to get a little longer. The temperature is going to drop. And you know the last thing you want to have to do? Go out to the grocery store. Ugh! Nobody wants to do that at all. Nobody wants to be out looking for parking, grabbing recyclable or reusable bags and all of that type of stuff. So all you need to do right now is sign up for HelloFresh and find out why they're America's number one meal kit. Let me tell you something. Fall is for family. Recipes like meatloaf, Ella Mom, and one-pot broccoli mac and cheese make weeknight meals go off without a hitch. It's the time for those heavy meals, all the soups, all the chilies. Oh, I love it. I love the fall. This is one of the greatest times for me. Not only that, HelloFresh isn't just for meals. Their marketplace features a variety of snacks like this fall's pumpkin cinnamon rolls to get you in the mood for cozy seasons. Picture this. Fireplace going. Movie on. Under the covers. You really want to get up and run to the grocery store? Of course not. You want to get up, go to the refrigerator, find what you're going to cook it, sit down with your family, enjoy it. And that's what you can do. And I'm going to hook you guys up right now. I've been loving HelloFresh for months, okay? I mean for months because I love the fact that I don't have to go anywhere. They give me new meals every week that they send something. Everything is delicious. Everything is fresh. I'm zesting and frying and sauteing. I feel like I went to culinary school, but I didn't. But you know what I did do? I signed up for HelloFresh, and now you could do it too. All you have to do is go to HelloFresh.com/wording14 and use the code wording14 for up to 14 free meals, including shipping. You heard right, up to 14 free meals, including shipping. So again, go to HelloFresh.com/wording, the word, W-O-R-D-I-N-G, and the numbers 1-4, and use the code wording14 for up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. Do it now and find out why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. One of these words is not like the other. The rest are synonyms. Find the odd man out. Imbibe? Is that imbibe? Imbibe?
Imbibe.
That is stupid. A, imbibe. B, abstain. C, tipple. I think you meant nipple.
No.
You mean nipple? You didn't
no,
mean nipple?
No, it wasn't nipple.
Was it supposed to be triple? Was it supposed to be three?
Mm-mm.
Was it supposed to be triple?
Either? No, it's tipple.
It is tipple.
Mm-hmm.
Only thing I know is abstain, because that's the only thing I've never done. Never abstain from drinking, sex, masturbation, drug use.
Is that your answer?
No. No, it's not my answer. Just hold on. I'm trying to... What's his first word? Imbibe?
Imbibe.
What's that mean?
I can't tell you.
You trying to cheat?
I was just trying to use it to my advantage.
I was trying to cheat.
Yes, nigga.
You know,
I want to win.
You know what my friends say? If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Hey, I had never heard of that.
Listen, wait, in what? Life or relationship?
In life. Oh. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
My homeboy said, if you ain't caught nothing, you ain't been fucking enough. And I was like, I don't think that's the case.
I don't think that's accurate. I don't think we want to make that accurate.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of porn stars that might not have caught anything, and they've been fucking a lot. So I don't think that's entirely true. Right? I mean, it can't. All right.
It can't be.
What's this word mean? All right. So you hit to it too. Okay.
I need my own points.
All right. Let's go with the odd man out is abstain. B.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Sometimes I just gotta play like that. Ooh. You feel me? Okay. Are you more likely to imbibe or abstain this weekend? I'm more likely to imbibe. Because you know I'm not abstaining from nothing.
Correct. Imbibe and tipple mean to drink alcohol.
Wow.
And you know I'm a lush.
And tipple.
I got a bottle in the car right now. If wherever the turn up might turn up. It'll jump up. I might pull up to turn up. You know what I'm saying? Gwen Walter.
And on that note, I don't condone it, but okay. Do you?
Quinn, you be turning up.
I don't know. I
only see Quinn post pictures and videos. I don't never see
you
her turn up.
You only see me at work.
That's true. At TPS.
TPS. Right. And Kev on stage.
And Kev on stage.
And wording is harder.
And wording is harder.
That's it.
All right. Find the odd man out. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Find him. He's there somewhere.
We have joust.
Mm.
Did I say it right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's joust. Okay. Opung.
It's a pune.
A pune. Can I ask what the country of origin of the word is?
The way she shut you down that fast.
That was so quick.
That was quick. It was
fast. It didn't have to be that fast.
I mean,
it's my first time meeting you.
She thought she knew already where you was gonna go. She just met you there.
You know, black girl magic, but. A tone.
Mm.
Okay, it's the last word. Mm-hmm. So, joust,
a pune,
a tone. Odd man out. I'm gonna say that a tone is the odd man out.
That is correct, Quinn.
That was a wild toss.
I will say it was a wild toss. Well, here's the deal.
Uh-huh.
Here's the deal. In my mind, I think I kind of know what joust means. I think I do. If you ask me to define it right now, I don't think I could. But in my mind, I think I could. But verbally, I don't think I could. And then atonement, the movie Atonement, atone, make things right, make things better, atone. I kind of know that-ish. So then I was just like, joust, oh, pune, sounds like you're throwing something, jousting. I don't know. This is how I'm processing.
Hey, well, look, it worked for you.
Let's flip it over.
Mm-hmm.
Are you the personality type to opune or atone? How has that worked out for you? Oh, I'm the type to atone. Make things better. Make it right. Like, reconcile.
No the fuck she ain't. Quinn got, she on papers. She got charges right now. I was talking about that to get clearance with Tyler Perry. It was really her probational officer. That's why we keeping the cameras above ankle. You see this black box has got a goddamn VCR on her ankle right now.
He right.
You know you can't trust a woman with short hair. Them short hair women be the craziest. Maxine Shaw, Jada Pinkett and Set It Off, Nia Long and Friday. All the people with short hair you gotta watch out for. She talking about, I'm the type to a tone. Come on, you know me. Let's spark it out with this pistol. Shit.
Are y'all just going, can he do this?
I gotta tell the truth.
Y'all gonna have to edit that out.
Ooh, child. Ooh, people.
Am I right, Maya?
You are right, although Tahir disagrees with you. The first two mean to choose violence.
You don't count. Ooh.
Quinn sleep with her fist balled up so she wakes up choosing violence. She wakes up cracking her knuckles, but like, let's get top of the morning, top of the morning,
sleep,
top of the morning.
Sleep,
let's
sleep.
Get this shit. What's up, guys? It's your boy Tahir Moore, and I just want to remind you with the holidays coming into play, make sure that you're doing everything to protect yourself, especially mentally, okay? Holidays is the time where a lot of people tend to get sad, especially if they moved away from their home or moved away from family, may not be able to travel as often or as frequent as you like, and this is really when it starts to set in. The days get a little shorter, the nights get longer, the temperature gets a little colder, you really start to miss those things. Or you could just be sad from what has happened in the last 18 months. I mean, honestly, guys, it's been crazy. Well, protect yourself, okay? Because I will admit I was one of those people who thought that BetterHelp wasn't for me until I signed up. I didn't see the benefit of talking to people until I talked to someone who was unbiased, somebody that was a professional, someone that just listened to me. Sometimes you don't want an immediate response or immediate resolution. You just need somebody to talk to, and that's what BetterHelp did for me. One of the great things about BetterHelp is that you can start communicating in under 48 hours. Now, let me be very clear about this. BetterHelp is not a crisis line. It's not a self-help line. It is professional therapy done securely online, and there's a broad range of expertise which are available, which may not be available in a lot of areas, okay? The service is available for clients worldwide, so you can log in at any time, anywhere in the world. You can send a message to your therapist and you can get a timely and thoughtful response. Plus, you can schedule weekly video calls or regular phone calls. So you get to really take control of your mental health, okay? BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches so they make it easy. Watch this, and free to change therapists if needed, which is huge, okay? And when you change a therapist, you still can get with someone in under 48 hours. Guys, and I'm not just talking about ladies and guys. I'm really saying guys, fellas, males, brothers, listen. Seek therapy. Stop thinking that because we're men, we have to push everything down or compartmentalize or not address these problems or these issues. You keep going into different relationships. You keep going to different family functions. You're wondering why you're getting so agitated, so angry, so easily. Talk to somebody. It's nothing wrong with that. There's no shame in it. Embrace the fact that people are here to help you. And I know how hard it is to ask for help because I was one of those people until I had to. Don't get to that position. Go to betterhelp.com/wording today. You understand me? You go today and you will get 10% off your first month. You heard right. 10% off your first month. There's no reason not to do this. So again, I encourage you. This is for everyone, but especially for the guys. Do it. Just try it out for 1 month and see the difference that it can make. BetterHelp.com/wording and get 10% off your first month. Again, BetterHelp.com/wording, 10% off your first month. Spell the word that Maya gives you.
To hear.
Yes.
Your word is anesthetized.
Ha! You know the fuck I'm not spelling that. You have to know I'm not going to spell that, Maya. Give me another word now. Come on, stop playing with me.
That's your word.
Maya, give me the or there or some shit like that. I don't even know. You say anesthetized?
Anesthetized.
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 If I can't say it, I can't spell it. Anesthetized.
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 Mm-hmm.
Anesthetized. Okay, I'm going to spell anesthetized. A-N-E-S-T. A-N-D-T-H-I-G-H-S. Anesthetized.
Anesthetized. A nest in the
no.
thighs.
No, okay.
Not even the right word. But.
Use a sentence to figure out the definition. After the first week, he became anesthetized. It's anesthetic. It's numb to it, okay? I get it, but I couldn't spell that shit if you... No. Look at that. Well, I got nest right. I got an nest right.
Let me see.
Look, I was almost there. I put the wrong thighs in there. It's thighs instead of thighs.
I almost
but
had it. I was missing a letter.
Anesthetic.
There
you
go.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. I was missing a letter. Oh, I would have.
You almost had it?
I almost had it. I skipped the H.
Guess what? It wouldn't have counted.
It wasn't my word, but you know, I still want
to
try.
I'll be trying to be X. See?
Over.
You one of them kids in class. The teacher be like, Quinn, we get it, but I need to
front row.
I need to see if Darnell knows this. Darnell, what is the color of the sun? Of course, Quinn, yellow ass, no. Hey, Quinn, it's your turn.
I know you ain't calling me yellow. I'm Carmen Brown.
God bless your heart.
You light bright? Don't do me.
Ah, you see? This is the light skin hate I be talking about at the meets.
This is which the Quinn, colorism.
Which Quinn has not been to a light skin correlation meeting in the last 10 years since she started working with Tyler Perry.
Oh,
she feel like she ain't got to come back and rock with us no more. You know what I'm saying?
What is the obsession with Tyler?
I don't know. I kind of want to work for him. See what shit like over there.
Hey, it's great, consistent work. You know, he's amazing. Okay.
Go ahead and read your little.
Oh, I have to spell the word that Maya gives to me.
Quinn, your word is visceral.
Visceral.
I like this word.
V-I-S-C-E-R-A-L.
That is correct.
I thought Maya said him. Oh, he was so close. I was so ready for that shit. Oh, man. Okay. All right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Use the sentence to figure out the definition. I can't put my finger on it, but I've got a visceral dislike for the whole concept. Visceral meaning a physical, psychophysical manifestation of disdain for something.
No.
No?
All them big words.
Visceral.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a psychological something that you would feel, like something that's so strong you could feel it. I always felt like when I say visceral, someone had a visceral reaction, like it's like a big physical response, I had a visceral reaction to seeing a dead body. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of something.
Yeah, I mean, you're visceral reaction. Yeah, you're close, but you already submitted the answer that was wrong. Okay, so okay. Now you just.
Okay. You are very close. It means deep seated, deeply held.
Deeply rooted, like you was
deeply
here,
rooted. Okay.
And you was like here, so you was so close. Okay. You could see it. You like, oh shit, that's visceral down there.
Okay.
And visceral was like, come on up. He was like, hold on.
I gotta finish the words.
Physically, it's fat around your internal organs. So that's probably what you were thinking, visceral fat.
Oh, I'm thinking up to here. Damn it.
Hold the fucking phone. Damn I it. Just called it straight.
That's what I get for thinking about you instead of thinking about my word. Damn it.
And from henceforth, that shall be the definition of unnecessary. That was completely unnecessary.
That's the dictionary, visceral, to hear more.
I think that's the last one, right? My address? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Time for the bonus.
Bonus time.
Oh.
We on the bonus round.
You
man.
Threw my cards on the floor. Can I even participate in the bonus round?
Yeah, you ain't got to worry about them cards no more.
Gosh, yeah, so aggressive.
No, I'm just spirited.
Talking about I'm violent.
See, I'm just spirited. You see that?
Moment you the violent
black,
one.
Black man shows any type of like, you know. Just
any type of like. Opium then black woman gets blamed.
I like how you brought that back.
For his visceral appearance.
Okay, you know what?
Deeply rooted fact. I'm to blame. It's terrible, I tell you.
Why do you let the devil get the victory?
Working in these conditions is just, the cameras are not on. They can't hear us.
But can't you see the red lights? You see that red light.
They're not paying attention to us. No, I didn't say it on camera.
You didn't lead in. If you had leaned in, you could use that. But you're using your outside voice. Inside right now. It's complete disrespect is what it is, Quinn. You know what? Turn around, grab one of the little funk ass cards. Don't look at it. Keep it face down. I'm going to take the other one. Now, in this bonus round, we have to do what the card says.
Okay.
Say the tongue twister three times fast. We have 10 seconds, okay?
Okay.
You're gonna go in this bonus round, you can get 20 points.
20 points.
Up to 20 points. You can get 10 points for doing it correctly, right?
Okay.
And you can get another 10 points for doing it in the time allotted. So you can get
a
total of 20 points.
Total 20. Okay.
All right, here we go.
Just saying.
10 seconds starting. 3.
Wait,
two,
you go first.
Yeah, I go first.
Oh, okay.
3, 2, 1. Fields Pharmacy offers photography. Flip phones, physicals, and photocopies. Fields Pharmacy offers photography, flip phones, physicals, and photocopies. Fields Pharmacy offers photography, flip phones, physicals, and photocopies. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Did he do it?
Give it to me.
10.87.
God, bullshit, man. Come on.
You're going to get it. I really did.
Oh, ooh. Suck the corn on my left toe. Actually, I have no corns on my toes. I keep my feet really pedicured. But suck it!
Never.
Tell me when to set the timer.
Okay. And action. Tyrannical trade terrorized Turner terrorists with typhus and typhoons. Tyrannical trade terrorized Turner terrorists with typhus and typhoons. Tyrannical trade terrorized Turner terrorists with typhus and typhoons.
I think you stumbled a little bit on that second one, though.
I did stumble.
So you can't stumble? Y'all didn't say that. Give me another card. Y'all didn't say you couldn't stumble. You
didn't do it correctly.
I said
I said correctly in 10 seconds. You might have still got, I don't know if you did it in 10 seconds. You might have got the 10 points for that.
Okay, we got to go to the judges here because it's 10.03. This could have been the time it took my finger to get to the stop.
I agree. The 300ths of a second, definitely.
Yeah, that.
Oh, get the fuck out of here. Oh, that's what we doing? That's what. Oh, so y'all gonna give it that little funk ass point.
I hear Tony's voice in my ear.
Wow. You know what? I am.
Is you mad? Or is you mad?
I'm mad.
You mad, man?
Capital letters. What's the score? Maya, because I'm sick of this shit.
Quinn did a fantastic job today. We got to give it up for Quinn. Because she won with the extra credit, 110. To here, you got 90. So you both did great, but she just did better.
She got 110?
Yes.
I don't think you counted something right, Maya. And I ain't never asked for a recount before in my life. I'm pretty sure I was supposed to take that one.
You know, I was turning over those cards. I was turning them over. I was getting them right. Quinn, my vocabulary skills are excellent.
Quinn, stand up so I can push you down. If you would not, real quick. If you could just stand up so I can push
you down. You know. I was really good in school. So, you know, I mean, listen. I did what I did. Those 10 points to here, they wouldn't have mattered. Anyway, come on. If you take off the 10, I'm still at 100. I still beat you. And the agony of defeat.
What's up? I'm just humble. Because I did my best.
Are you humble, though?
I did my best.
Are you?
Quinn Walters, thank you so much for coming through. Did you have a good
thank
time?
Thank you for having me. I had an amazing time, and you better bring me back.
I will. You better read your time sheet. Call sheet. I mean, this is the second time.
That has never happened before. Never.
I mean, of course not. You would be fired at Tyler Perry Studios. You missed a whole day. You missed a whole season.
No, if they email you and you don't respond, they email you back. Someone calls you. They're like, hey, did you get the email that we sent?
That's
crazy. We just want to make sure we sent it to the right email address.
It's crazy because I remember like when I was in high school, you know, my teachers would check in on me and make sure I did my work. But when I got to college, it was my responsibility. Especially if it was something I wanted.
And I checked my email and there was nothing there.
So where did you find it?
In the spam. After Kyla's called me and said, hey, what's going on? Where are you?
Where's your spam at? Is your spam, is it separate from the email?
It's in Timbuktu. So I had to drive. Okay? I had to get in the core. Okay?
Quinn Walters.
Spend lots of gas.
Thank you so much for coming. Is there anything you want to tell the people that should look out for yet?
Oh.
Thank you guys so much for watching another episode of Worrying Is Hard. That's been our time. I'm your host, to hear more.
Am I Matt Damon and he's Jimmy Kimmel? What the fuck is that about? What is going on? Okay, my show's October 12th. Okay, House of Pain. Okay, catch me. BET, Tuesday nights.
She's just going to do what she want to do. I don't even care at this point. All right? Watch her. October 12th, House of Pain. Shit.
New episodes. New season. Let's
go. New episode, new season.
You'll be watching.
I'm gonna watch like this. Watch like that. I only hear it half and see half of what's going on. That's how I'm watching. We'll talk to y'all next time.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.